Psychological Medical Report, name Nowlin, N-O-W-L-I-N, first name John. Case number 1803838. Examiner 5-1, just A is in Albert, L is in Larry, H is in Harold. Traverse City, appointment date April 5th, 2013. Complaints, John Nowlin. Reports, alleges disability due to neck impairment and a learning disability, period. He states he's not able to do much of anything anymore has discontinued hunting, working, period. He describes his arms go numb and that he has a hard time sitting or standing for any length of time and has to keep moving, period. He claims that he can't walk the dogs, can't bend over, and has to rely a lot on his wife and daughters to help him out, period. He's unable to lay down for any long periods of time, period. He denies any problems with personal care, but finds in general his day-to-day activities have taken much longer to do, or else he has given up things such as cooking, cleaning, going out in the cold weather, period. No longer does household or yard work, relying on his family to do this, and he needs a lot of encouragement even if he does try to help, period. He denies any problems with money management, period. Since his neck injury, he has been withdrawn, more activities are housebound, period. He finds himself becoming bored more easily, has very short attention span, and is fearful of falling and hurting his neck even more, period. Paragraph information provided by Disability Determination Service consisted of a history and physical completed at Marquette General Hospital on October 5th, 2012, when he was seen for an anterior cervical discectomy, D-I-S-K-E-C-T-O-M-Y, and fusion of C4-C5 and C5-C6 vertebrae, period. He apparently had been in an all-terrain vehicle accident that occurred on 9/22/12, when a deer jumped and he hit the deer the deer hit him and knocked him off the vehicle, period. He sustained a mild concussion with brief unconsciousness, awoke with profound neck pain, and couldn't feel anything from the neck down, period. He had paresthesis, P-A-R-E-S-T-H-E-S-I-A-S, in his hands and feet, could hardly get up and walk, although he was able to do that and ride his ATV back home, period. At that time, he had significant pain in his hands, forearms, had difficulty manipulating the controls of his four-wheeler with his hands, period. The paresthesis persisted in his finger, less so in his feet, with mild balance difficulty when walking and a tendency to lose his balance, period. MRI was done of the cervical spine on 9/28/12, showing an annular, A-N-N-U-L-A-R, tear at the C4-C5 level with posterior disc bulging, which was causing moderate to severe central canal stenosis and impinging upon and compressing the spinal cord, period. The diagnosis was of cervical spine trauma with transient loss of consciousness, symptoms of spinal cord injury shortly after the accidents, with paresthesias of the hands and feet which had slightly improved since the injury, period. He also had a herniated disc causing significant spinal canal stenosis at C4-C5 as well as C5-C6, period. Paragraph.